And I wanted to take this opportunity just now briefly at this point in the service to remind us and encourage us about Emmanuel's vision for music. We haven't had a chance to do that yet this year because of the weather on recent Sundays. I like to do it every year just to remind us. And Ephesians 5:19 commands us as believers to, quote, address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. So what that's saying is singing, our singing has two audiences, the Lord and each other. It's an act of worshiping God and serving and encouraging each other. And that means as believers, we've got a big responsibility when we rock up here on a Sunday to sing. We don't need to receive a great musical performance and just be consumers in that way. And by the way, you will always get a far better musical performance than what our band can provide on YouTube or Spotify or the radio or a concert. No, what we really need when we come together for this one little hour each week is to sing ourselves. And what helps with that is remembering that our music is primarily for worshiping God more than giving us good feelings. Now, if we're spiritually and emotionally healthy, if the Lord is kind, if we happen to be feeling it, we may well enjoy good feelings as we worship him, in which case, wonderful, praise God for that. But our worship has to be God-centered first of all, not self-centered. When I worship, it's not about me and how the music makes me feel. And in fact, our emotions from the music will often ebb and flow because of other factors. How I slept last night, whether I've had my coffee, whether I just had a fight with my spouse before leaving the house, what the weather's like, whether I have a cold, whether I'm stressed about other stuff happening in my life. So regardless of how we're feeling, the most important thing is just to go ahead and give God the glory he's due with the voices and use them for the purpose for which he gave them to us. And it's such a healthy thing to get outside of ourselves and our feelings and our circumstances in that way. And by the way, this explains also, I'm nearly done, but why we do the band in Emmanuel the way we do it. Did you know the New Testament actually never commands us to use instruments? We're free to use instruments. Of course, the priests in the Old Testament used instruments in the temple. The New Testament just tells us to sing, which means that the congregation, not the band, is the main musical act. The band is just there to encourage us and accompany us and give us some backup. But the band is really a low-profile helper to support us in singing up. That's why we place the band off to one side, not center stage. It's why we don't bathe the room in darkness and have a spotlight on the band. And it's why we keep the band small and we ask the tech team to keep the volume low. And my dream scenario is when the band is doing their job so well in supporting you that you guys drown them out. That's plan A. And it's also why the band typically often drops out altogether during songs. And when the band drops out, that's them gently, lovingly pushing us out of the nest, as it were, to get us to spread our own musical wings. And personally, that's my favorite bit in any song, the sound of God's people's redeemed voices soaring free of any of the scaffolding of the band. So please keep it up, is all I'm saying. The singing in Emmanuel is something I love. It's often amazing. I think it's been very, very strong this morning already. But in 2026, let's be brave. Let's override any inhibitions or self-consciousness that might stop us fully giving God his due with our voices. And for some reason, let me just say this in love. I don't know why. I think ladies are often better at this than the men. So guys, be brave. And remember, real men sing. They don't mime, they don't mumble. Real men sing. Who cares what other people think? Just go for it. Sing like Caleb sings, or watch how I sing. Like, that's how to sing. And the more passionately you sing, you may be surprised at what then starts increasingly to happen in your heart. So we'll sing in a minute. First, let's take a moment's silence to focus on God, and then we will pray together the Lord's Prayer, which will come up on the screens now.